Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. One of the ways that the state of Michigan takes action is by passing legislation. The state House and Senate pass bills, and if the governor signs them, they become law. But the governor has an end-around option that doesn't involve the legislature. It's called a Memorandum of Understanding Agreement. Those agreements have led to some major projects, and now one state legislator wants to change the way they work. Joining me now to discuss the proposed changes is Rick Pluta, the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Let's start with an example of one of these Memorandum of Understanding agreements. It might surprise people to learn that the plan to build the new bridge to Canada, the Gordie Howe International Bridge, was not approved by the legislature. How did Governor Snyder set up that deal?
Well, what was not approved by the legislature was funding for that project. The Michigan Constitution says that every dollars spent by Michigan government must be appropriated by the legislature, and legislative Republicans in particular said no to funding the Gordie Howe. So what Governor Snyder came up with was an agreement with Canada to completely finance the construction of the bridge, although Canada will be paid back via the tolls that are collected on the bridge. Sounds a little bit like what President Trump wants to do with the wall with Mexico. The only thing is that Governor Snyder figured out a way to pull it off.
What are some other examples of these kinds of memo of understanding agreements?
They're typically more innocuous. Sister state agreements with provinces and states in other countries, Canada, Japan, Germany, they're kind of contracts that if you do this, then we'll do that. That's the Memorandum of Understanding.
It sounds like the kind of thing that would come up often on trade trips. The governor has made a number
of
trips like to China and Asia, that sort of thing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's very, very common on these trips for the governor to come back with some memorandums of understanding in hand.
Republican State Senator Mike Shirkey has now introduced legislation that would require all of these kinds of deals to be kept in one place, the Michigan Office of the Great Seal. Now, before I ask you about storing the paperwork there, I have to ask, what is the Office of the Great Seal?
We have a great seal. The Great Seal is actually an official stamp, and it's the last thing that happens before official government documents, including public acts and executive orders, are kept on file. That basically it's the official filing cabinet of the state. And it gets, you know, everything gets stamped before it goes in there. So that's the Office of the Great Seal.
So why does Senator Shirkey want the memo of understanding agreements stored there?
Because right now they're scattered all over the place, that no one knows exactly where they all are, say that they're drafting a memorandum of understanding that might be like something that was done before, and it's kind of hard to research that. I was talking to someone in the governor's office about that, and they're like, you know what? We think that it's actually not too bad an idea, and the only downside is that someone in the office is going to get more Fitbit points running the memorandums of understanding over.
Now, Senator Shirkey has another key component in his proposal. He also wants to give governors the ability to undo agreements that their predecessors have made. Did they have any way to stop an agreement by the previous governor now, or is it set in stone? I mean, if we're going to have an election coming up here later this year, could the next governor undo things that Governor Snyder has done already?
Yeah, I don't think that that codicil really changes too terribly much. Any governor can go back and renegotiate. And matter of fact, it happens all the time. You do have to go back and re-bargain because this is an exchange of services. Well, if the state's going to turn around and say, well, we're not going to keep up our end of the bargain anymore, then, you know, there are consequences for that.
Any chance that the bill Shirkey has introduced will pass, Rick?
Yeah, actually, in some respect, it seems kind of non-controversial, especially the part of it that says, you know, we should be able to keep track of all of these memorandums of understanding, and it probably makes sense to, you know, store them all in one place where we could go and find them.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network and the co-host of It's Just Politics here on Michigan Radio. Rick, thanks a lot.
It's been a pleasure.